Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christina Jans, and this is Peace World Radio. Every second Monday of the month, you'll get to meet amazing people right here. These are people who are really using their lives to make a difference in the world. They share their insights, challenge our thinking, and help us expand our awareness of ourselves and this experience of life that we're having. To find out more about upcoming shows or to listen to ones you may have missed, just go to peaceworldradio.com. And while you're there, be sure to join us on Facebook, where you can connect with others who are wanting to create a world of peace. Have you noticed on this journey of awareness, whether it be through the talks that you've had with others, the books that you've read, or perhaps the great minds that you've studied, that the word compassion always seems to appear? Why is that? Why is compassion seen as such an integral part of our personal growth and our collective evolution? Well, my special guest today is Jessie Nichols George, and she's written a beautiful book called Activating Compassion. I'm going to be speaking with her about this very topic and discovering how we can generate peace in our lives by activating compassion. But first, let me tell you a little bit about her. Jessie Ann Nichols George is the author of two books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Workbook. And she's just started work on another set of books, these ones focusing on relationships. Jessie is an integrated development specialist, which incorporates practices from both Eastern and Western philosophies. She has multiple skills within the areas of healing, intuition and spiritual interpretation, energy work and meditation, spiritual tools, coaching, and so much more. She is a 13th generation spiritual advisor, energy tuner, life relationships, spiritual and wellness coach, and a holistic and natural lifestyle advisor. As well, she created the Compassion Tour and the Genesis Clearing Statement, which we're going to be talking about on the show today. Jessie is also a speaker, and she also hosts her own radio show. So on that note, Jessie, welcome to Peace World Radio. It's so good to be spending time with you today.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. So, okay, let's clear up any confusion as to what compassion really is. What is it, and why is it so important?
Well, compassion is one of the key components in our life. I find that so many other things fall under compassion. And compassion is really a lifestyle. It's a way of being with other people, with ourselves, with situations in our life. And when we're in compassion, it's when we're coming from our heart. It's when we're operating from that space of soul or divine presence. And a lot of people feel like, oh my gosh, that's so unreachable. Isn't that like for monks and gurus and people that just sit off there in the temples and meditate all day and things mm-hmm. like that? And I think a lot of people have felt like it's not attainable to the everyday person. And what I did with my work is to help people realize this is a part of your everyday life. These can be in the everyday little things, from saying hi to somebody. Like, that can totally change a day. And what's involved with that is a lot of it with my book, as I mentioned, is getting rid of the judgments, the fears, the pain that's in our life.
Mm-hmm. So true. And, you know, on that note, I'm also thinking that it's important to our overall health as well, isn't it? Because when you think about what the impact that anger, hatred, and judgment has on our mental, physical, and emotional well-being, wouldn't being compassionate towards others also benefit our overall way of being and feeling?
Absolutely. And they've actually proven this type of thing on, for example, studies that they've done with glasses of water, where they would take people and they would hold that glass of water and they would feel a certain emotion. And the structure, like the molecular structure, would actually change based on the emotion. And so when we have these emotions, and considering our body is made up primarily of water, what we're seeing is every time we're feeling emotion, it's setting a different energy current in place. So it's changing us internally, and when it changes us internally, and it's like that water purifying, it's like getting really purified water, but it's inside of you. And that raises our vibrational level. When we raise our vibrational level, we become more connected with spirit or the divine presence or God or whatever term you like to use. And when we do that, we open the door to everything to happen. So when we look at it regarding our health, what we're seeing is those negative emotions will do things like acidify our body. When our body gets highly acidic, that's when we start seeing things like cancer come up. We start having people having things like strokes, memory losses, just a whole variety of health issues, indigestion, stomach issues, digestive issues, all of these different things. They start developing allergies. But when we come from that space of love and we're connected with spirit, our body shifts and it becomes much more alkaline. And when we're alkaline in our body literally becomes like just highly resistant to disease and parasites and things like that. So it raises our immunity level, and that allows us to have more vibrancy, more energy, more focus, and we can clear a lot of health issues out.
Do you know, that is so interesting to me. I have never heard that before, that those heavier, denser emotions actually make us more acidic, and as you say, the cascade of health problems that come with a highly acidic body, it's huge. So by choosing more loving, compassionate emotions, we can have a great and positive impact on our health.
Absolutely. And when you think about it, you actually will get that feeling in your vibration or your body itself. So, for example, we can relate this to foods. If you take a big, heavy, fatty pizza with everything on it, okay, and you tend to feel really heavy after you eat that, because there's a lot of acid in that food, and it weighs you down, and you just feel all bloated and heavy, and it's like, oh, I don't want to move. But then when you eat that salad, for example, then you're shifting, and you're putting a higher vibration in, and your body feels lighter, and you feel like, oh, you know, here I go. I've got energy. I've got this. I've got that. So it actually relates to the nutrients and things in our body. And what, for example, what people don't realize, just by that emotion, when you acidify your body and it goes to a point and you start having digestive issues, and this is where people, for example, they're like, I'm taking all the best vitamins in the world and I'm eating, you know, I'm eating so-called healthy and things like that. So you can even have a healthy diet sometimes, but if your emotions are negative, you may not be able to take off weight.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
So what we're thinking, and what we're thinking when we're eating food, this is one of those things, for example, why, say, diets don't work for a lot of people. Because they're sitting there going, I'm on a diet. I have to eat this. I don't want to eat this, but I have to eat it. Because that's what's going to be the right thing for me.
and all those fears of, like, coming from a fear-based place of not feeling good enough and not feeling, you know, like they fit in with the sort of popular culture, the look of the popular culture, and it's coming from such a negative place, so that you're saying, regardless of all the vitamins or supplements or so-called healthy food they're eating, flooding themselves with that negativity is going to show up in whether or not they get to the weight they want or get to the level of health they want. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's not just about the weight. It's about that health. It's about where your energy is vibrating at. And, you know, I know of people that have weight on them, but they still have a high vibration of energy. And they realize that, you know, they're obviously not eating the right things in those situations, but they put so much positive energy into their sphere that, you know, they're still operating at this higher level. So there's so many different things there. For example, when we look at a situation like that, because you've got what you're putting into your body, you've got what your emotions are, and if you're sitting there going, I hate eating this kind of food, but I have to do it because I have to lose weight because of this, then what we're doing is we've put this huge wall up because we're forcing it down us, and we automatically create a resistance. So when we create that resistance, then we can't receive compassion from the universe. We can't receive love from the universe when we're in that space.
And then we're blocking off that flow.
We're blocking off that flow. We're saying, Spirit, I don't want to, God, I don't want your help.
Right, and sending out a very mixed message to the universe in the sense that on the one hand, we're saying that we want to get healthy, but the behaviors that we're engaging in terms of the emotions we're connecting with are not aligned with that goal. We're going to have to stop for a quick break now, and when we come back, we will be exploring so much more about compassion with the wonderful Jesse Nichols George. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
You're listening to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world. I'm Christina Jans, and my guest today is Jesse Nichols George. Jesse, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you. Can you give our listeners your website address and maybe tell them a little bit about what they can find on your site?
Certainly. And actually, it's in transition right now. You caught me right in the middle of that.
Okay.
And being shifted from one site to another. At the moment, it's at lifeofbliss@q.com. And I apologize that there are a lot of broken links on there, which is why it's being redone, and it's being shifted to a whole nother site. And the new website address, which hopefully is going to be up within the next week, is my goal,
okay.
Will be jessieannnicholsgeorge1. That's just the number one. .com.
Okay,
and
perfect.
When they go on there, they're going to be starting to find all kinds of things. I'm going to be adding more and more new things on there. There's going to be all of the services that I do on there, like my coaching services, where I have everything from hour sessions to half days, full days. I do like unlimited monthly coaching with people, and I have a couple of different options of that. One that's just email-based, and then one that involves quantum energy work on a daily basis with it. And I will also have my books listed, so people
Great.
Will know where to get the e-books, where to get the paperback books. I will also have upcoming events on there, and that will list things, for example, like the Compassion Tour,
mm-hmm.
which last year was the first year I ran the Compassion Tour, and that's a multi-state tour. This year I hope to branch into Canada for that, so I'm really excited about making some of those shifts and changes on it. And
Wonderful.
It includes workshops and seminars and book signings and fundraising events. And, for example, at the fundraising events, 90% of what I bring in on the event goes to the organization.
Mm.
So, for example, I'll have, like, Chiari on there, Live and Let Love Farm Rescue will probably be on there again this year. They're an animal rescue sanctuary in New Hampshire. So,
right.
And then,
well, that's wonderful. Obviously,
yeah.
We should stay connected to your websites because there's going to be a lot offered there. So
a lot there. So, there's going to be videos on there, like YouTube videos with a little tips of how to improve your life or how to make things easier to get done, things like that.
Okay, great. That sounds fabulous. Well,
and archived shows like this one.
Wonderful. I love that. I have so much more to ask you about compassion now. You say that compassion is about understanding and accepting where another person is at, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you agree with them. I think that's such an important distinction. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. And what we're looking at here is a big piece of, as I mentioned earlier, compassion is about letting go of our judgments. And in order to let go of judgments, we have to realize that there's more to the picture than we can see, okay? So, for example, and my sister, God bless her for letting me use her as an example all the time, but my sister is very heavy set. And we live in a small town community that kind of has some health focus because of the culture here. And she goes out and people will tell her things like, why don't you just lose the weight? Why don't you just get rid of that weight? You know, how can you let yourself look like that? Well, the reality of it is she's a certified RN. She used to do neonatal consulting and things like that. But she is latex allergic, and she's one of the precedent cases for that. So her weight is about an allergy. But if you're just looking at her,
like a lot of people, when we look at people that are heavy set, we go, oh, those people don't do anything. They just sit on the couch all day and they eat a bunch of junk food and fried food and they don't care about their health and they don't get out and walk or exercise. Well, my sister's a master gardener, so a lot of the food she eats is organically grown from her own yard. We go out and hike twice a week, plus she's constantly walking and doing other things for exercise and things, but she's still heavy set. So realizing that there's something else going on, there's some other reason somebody's that way. Even if somebody's angry that day or they go speeding by you, there might be a reason you don't know about. They might not be speeding just because they're, you know, wanting to upset everybody on the road and drive recklessly. They might have a medical emergency they're trying to get to.
And we don't know those things. Makes so much
sense. Yeah.
Now that I find for probably most people will be easily accessible, what you just said there, you know, in a sense of, sure, I don't have all the information on what's happening with somebody. Maybe there's more going on there. But what about the times when, you know, where on the news we're listening to a serial killer or a mass murder, where many people or children have been killed, when the horror in us is so activated, how can we get to a place of compassion then?
I actually bring up that example in my chapter on loving others. And what happens in those situations, and for example, bullying's a big thing today as well, and we look at it and we say, I can't love anybody who does those things. I can't love people who are murderers. I can't love people who bully. But here again, it's about looking at the bigger picture. And what I say is I can love that person. I don't agree with their actions, and I don't like what they're doing, and I don't love their actions. But the key is to separate the actions from the person. And the person that is doing those things, I mean, we look at the tragic shooting that just happened recently in Connecticut and some of these other events.
Yes.
There's so much pain and trouble going on in those individuals. And there's so much fear. And there's two things I realize that happen. They've made judgments along the way, but they're living in so much pain and so much fear. And yes, sometimes there's chemical imbalances. So here again, looking at it and realizing that most of us can't relate being in such an intense fear and such an intense pain that we feel the need to do something like that, or that it literally takes us, because when we're in that sphere again, it comes back to we're so separated from that God or divine source that we have no help. It's that you're in such a tremendous sense of senselessness and despair. And no, that doesn't excuse their actions. But it does get us to realize that, hey, these are people just like every other people. And we don't know the circumstances that they grew up in and all the trauma they probably occurred early in their life that created them to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That the perspective is so required. Now, we've been speaking about having compassion towards others. I'm wondering now about showing compassion to oneself. How important is that, and what does that look like when we're being compassionate towards ourselves?
And this is such a critical, such a critical piece of things, because giving starts at home, okay? And home's where the heart is, inside of yourself. The heart is the soul and the spirit of yourself.
Right.
And if you are not giving to yourself, you're not going to have anything to give to other people, right? If you're not keeping a roof over your head, how can you ever allow people a place to stay?
Hmm.
Okay? So you need to take care of yourself, because when you're in that better place, just the fact that you're in a better place, you're going to affect more people around you. If you get up and you're feeling good about your life, you're probably going to smile at somebody during that day, or you're going to be more understanding with people around you, or you're going to be more willing to help people, and you're going to have more energy. So when you take care of yourself, and that's going to come, that can come through your diet, that can, one of the big keys to that is balance. keeping balance in your life. So, yes, you're giving time to work and you're giving time to spouses or significant others or to children or to organizations and things like that, but you also need to equally give yourself time. And that can be time to just go read a book someplace. That can be time to work out. That can be time to just sit and relax or to meditate or to take that long hot bath by candlelight or whatever it is.
Or be less judgmental about our own shortcomings or if we didn't quite reach the goal we needed to. Or, you know, I find oftentimes that people are really the hardest on themselves.
Very much so. And this is something that we see really, really huge right now because we've got the whole indigo generation and we've got a huge amount of people that haven't even been diagnosed that are dyslexic. And there's several types of dyslexia, and they are so hard on themselves, so hard. They can be kind or caring with other people and then turn around and just completely beat themselves up to where they have no sense of self-value.
So, and then there are repercussions to that as well in terms of how they engage with other people and how they feel that they fit into the world around them, and that can have huge effects. We're going to pause for another break, and we'll be right back with Jesse Nichols George and Activating Compassion. Stay tuned.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Christina Jans, and if you're just joining us, my special guest today is Jessie Nichols George. She is a 13th generation spiritual advisor, and she's speaking with me today about compassion and why it's such a critical part of our personal and collective evolution. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Jessie, is that when we get that stirring of a higher purpose, when we start to wake up, when compassion starts to generate that state of evolution within us, oftentimes we find that we no longer fit into the lives we had created, into the lives that we had been living. And while it's an important and integral part of our growth process, it can be a very disorienting and disconcerting experience. How do you suggest people deal with that?
Yes, and it's true. And matter of fact, we're seeing a lot of people wake up right now, Christina, with this whole ascension and evolution process that we have going on universally, this huge planetary shift that we've been going through. And I think a lot of people, they kind of expected that, oh, all of a sudden I'm going to wake up and we're going to be different and the whole world is going to be rosy and perfect. And mm-hmm. and that didn't happen, you know, kind of like a lot of the doomsday things that people predict.
Right.
But what we are seeing is we are seeing a lot of shifts and changes that are occurring with people. And the people that are really ready, and part of how we know that it's time for us to start bringing our message out or to start walking on our path, is we start getting these restless feelings about us. So we stop being satisfied, I guess, in a sense. It's not that we can't be happy with it, with everyday life, but we stop being satisfied with the mundane, okay? And it's an ironic twist because we appreciate it more, but we're not as satisfied with it. So we'll see this a lot, for example, these days where people are struggling working for somebody else. And they're like, I just can't seem to get satisfied. Or maybe if I tried this field or maybe that career or things like that. And we're finding more and more people are just realizing, I can't work for somebody else. And I kind of got to that space a few years back where I was like, I just can't do this, not even part-time.
Right.
And so that stirring comes up in us, and then we start to realize, okay, I need to get in touch with my message, whatever that's going to be. And I think a lot of people, they get this big sense of excitement that comes in, kind of like when we make that New Year's resolution, and they say, great, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to lose those 20 pounds, so I'm going to go sign up for the gym, and I'm going to go every day, and this and that. And then they get burned out, and then all of a sudden they just drop it. Cold.
Right. Now, you have actually created a tool for this. It's called the Genesis Clearing Statement, and it helps people let go of those blocks or judgments or fears. Is that right? And tell us about it.
Absolutely. And this is such a great tool because, Christina, what happens with this tool is that it gets down to the very core issue or the very core trigger point, I should say. And when we're starting off on this path, it's great because we want to create these openings, but we're also going to be releasing a lot of hidden blocks or fears or judgments that we have coming up. And that's where people stop. They start getting some successes, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, do I really want to be thin? Is everybody going to, you know, look at me just for my body and not because of who I am and this and that? So all these fears start arising. So I created the Genesis Clearing Statement to get to the trigger point, whether that trigger occurred in a parallel life, a past life, came to us genetically, or whether it's something we created in this lifetime. And what's really cool about this tool is that not only can release the fears and the judgments and things like that, but it can also allow us to manifest things in our mm-hmm. life. So it's kind of an all-in-one thing.
Wonderful.
And I created this because I found a lot of tools out there. I thought, this is a great tool, and that's a great tool, and this is working, but that it didn't hold for a long period of time.
Right.
And one thing that people need to keep in mind is when you're working with a tool or you're looking at using a tool, it's only good if you use it. And that may seem like a really simple thing to think about, but there's a lot of people that go, well, I have this tool, And then you go, great, what is that tool?
Right.
And I go, I don't know, I've never used it. Well, you know, you're not going to be able to take a trip in a car if you don't ever get in the car and drive it or ride in it. So it's the same kind of thing. You got to use it for it to work. But what I did is this statement, and I think we're going to work with this here a little bit.
Sure.
And I'm just going to recite the words so people kind of know where I'm going. We have components of it. At Genesis and forevermore is the first part of the statement. And with that, what we're looking at is at Genesis is the starting point, okay? Wherever that starting point is, okay? And that's the point of trigger. That's the point that the seed originated or was planted, so to say. And forevermore means that it's never ending. So when we use this, it's going to carry through as long as our soul exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's never ending. It's not going to end in a month or a year or any of these things. And people will think, well, why do these issues come back up over and over again? And that's because there's different layers. So you might have a fear about success, and you clear one layer, and then there's another layer that needs to be cleared sometimes after that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just keep working with it. And then we have some key words that we go through with the statement, and those words are safe, supported, love, joyous, peaceful, and divine will. And I have them in that order because we need to start from a point of safety. Okay, safety is the space that we can create from, and that's the place where we're fully open and vulnerable, and it's our deepest level. It's where we can open up at our deepest level of being and where we can fully express ourselves completely. Now, support brings in that concept that because we're supported by divine presence, by others, by ourselves, and knowing that, we know that we'll succeed, right? If you know you have all the support you need, you know you're going to succeed. And then love is the energy vibration where we truly connect with spirit, okay? So that's where we get on that vibration level that allows us to receive everything.
Right.
Joy raises our vibration even further, and that connects us with spirit even stronger. So then things can flow into our life easier and more completely, and it's a state where we start finding pleasure in things. And then peace raises our vibrations again, and that brings us right up to the point of merging with spirit. And at this point, we tend to be free of worries and challenges. We're creating, we're providing our gifts to the world, and others are benefiting from what we have to offer. And then divine will is that point where we're bringing in that Genesis and beyond point. It is where we're fully integrated with divine will, and it helps us to operate at our highest self. So with divine will, we know that we're on our path. We know that spirit wants us to be happy and fulfilled and to live a life that is all that we can imagine it to be and even better. So at that point, our will is spirit's will. So
wonderful.
When we do this, it's amazing. And do we have time to go through this?
We have about 3 more minutes.
Okay, perfect. I think we can do it in that amount of time because this is just how short and quick and easy we can clear something.
Wonderful. Let's go.
Okay. So what I want is for the listeners to just kind of, you know, get themselves into a comfortable place, you know, maybe put your feet on the ground and cross your body and your arms and your legs, but be relaxed and comfortable. And we're going to start with a couple of deep breaths, and I'll repeat the statement. But what I want you to do is while we're taking those deep breaths, just kind of grab in your mind anything that you want to release or manifest. Okay, because they kind of go hand in hand. So if you have fears about things, if you feel blocks in areas, say, you know, just kind of grasp, this is what I want to release, and this is the state of being or feeling that I want to be in. I want to feel peaceful in my life, for example.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just start. We're going to take a couple of deep breaths, and let's go ahead and inhale. And exhale. And inhale again. And exhale.
And one more time, inhale. And exhale. And now just grab in your mind what it is that you want to focus on, what you want to bring into your life, anything that you want to release or let go of that you've been struggling with, and tune into how it's going to feel to let that go. And I want you to just stay focused on that while I go through this. Okay, and I'm going to repeat the statement actually three times in full. And each time you'll probably experience a sense of getting lighter, and that's how we know that things are clearing for us and that we're opening greater to spirit. At Genesis and forevermore, I am safe. At Genesis and forevermore, I am supported. At Genesis and forevermore, I am loved. At Genesis and forevermore, I am joyous. At Genesis and forevermore, I am peaceful. At Genesis and forevermore, I am divine will. At Genesis and forevermore, I am safe. At Genesis and forevermore, I am supported. At Genesis and forevermore, I am loved. At Genesis and forevermore, I am joyous. At Genesis and forevermore, I am peaceful. At Genesis and forevermore, I am divine will. And one more round. At Genesis and forevermore, I am safe. At Genesis and forevermore, I am supported. At Genesis and forevermore, I am loved. At Genesis and forevermore, I am joyous. At Genesis and forevermore, I am peaceful. At Genesis and forevermore, I am divine will. And I think you're going to be having to go to a break, and then everybody can kind of come out of this and let their breathing come back up while you're there on your break.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. More with the wonderful Jesse Nicol George.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jans, and I've been having a conversation with inspirational Jesse Nicol George. Jesse, you just walked us through the Genesis clearing statement, and during the break, you were mentioning to me what people will receive when they go to your site about this.
Absolutely. So when people go onto my site, what they're going to be able to do is, if they choose to sign up for my mailing list, they're going to be able to get not only a written version of the Genesis clearing statement to work with, but I'm going to give them three audio versions. And there's three different ones. That's a version like what we just went through that's for the self. And then there's a version for using it with other people. So, like, say you have somebody who you're really challenged by, maybe a boss or a sibling or a family member that you struggle with, and you want to help them find more peace. And this is not invading their spirit, by the way, because some people get concerned, well, isn't that intruding on their spirit? Their spirit will only accept it if it's pure, which is where it's coming from. And then also for group or joint or couples, so it's a we one as well.
Oh, so that's excellent.
Yeah, three audios and one written, all for free.
That's wonderful. I know I'm going to go and check that out as well. As I mentioned to you on break, I was doing that little visualization and releasing while you were talking us through it, and I could start to feel the shift happening. So that's powerful energy that you're working with. I wanted to ask you about something you mentioned in your book. I'm talking about waking up, you know, in that moment when we start to awaken to our journey. What are the signs of somebody waking up, and how important is it to have a daily practice as a way of staying on this track, and where the outside distractions of life don't pull us away from this journey?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important to have some daily time. And people, they start to get worried. That's like, but I don't have any time left in my day. I don't have an hour to meditate every day. You don't have to, okay? It can be 2 minutes or 5 minutes. And I worked with, I had Dina Bouvier on my show recently, and part of her practices that she mentions, and I think it's great, is to do stuff in the morning and in the evening. Like, before you get out of bed, take 2 minutes to just mention, like, 10 things in your head that you're grateful for, and say to yourself, I'm going to provide best experience to myself and others today that I can possibly provide. And it can be as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day going, okay, here's things that I'm really grateful for again today. And I'm so grateful to, you know, now have the opportunity to rest and get a peaceful night's sleep. And when we do this, it's because that's when our minds are most receptive. So even if you don't have the time for, say, 15 or 20 or an hour meditation, take the 2 minutes before you're falling asleep at night and when you get up, or just before you get up. And it can be that simple. But what we'll see is things like, we'll notice we have more energy. We notice that we stop thinking about all the negative things so much, and we start getting excited about what we can do that day. And our bodies will actually start to feel lighter. And that's part of how we know we're on track, right? If you say, should I be doing this? Is this a good thing for me to do? You'll actually get a sense of your body getting lighter. And if it's not the right direction for you to go, or maybe that's not a healthy person for you to be in a relationship with, your body will actually start to feel like a dead weight, and you'll start to feel drained. So it's amazing how powerful our body will respond. It's a natural divination tool.
You know, you touched on something there that I really want to make sure we speak about. I think it's so important, and that is the whole concept about boundaries. Now, when we're talking about living a compassionate life, one could think that it's about being loving and giving and letting things go, etc. But does living a compassionate life mean that we have to become totally self-sacrificing? How important are boundaries in this process so we don't drain ourselves dry?
And boundaries are very important, and I'm glad you brought that up, because so many people think that, oh, wow, if I just give and give and give, then I'm going to be exalted and I'm going to have my place in heaven or whatever it is for them. And the reality of it is we need to pay attention to realize when, what and who we're giving to. So, for example, that's not to mean that there are people that don't deserve us to give to them, but we need to look at how we're doing that giving, and we need to make sure that we're not being taken advantage of, because that comes back to what we talked about earlier, which is that compassion with the self. You need to set boundaries. So if you've got somebody that is in your life and they're not doing anything and they're living off of you and they're eating all of your food and they're not paying you for rent or anything else, yes, there are times where people hit hardships and you're happy to provide that. But if they're never getting out and doing anything for themselves, you have to say, okay, I've got to draw a boundary. Or, you know, let's say you take somebody in and then all of a sudden you find out they're dealing drugs in your home while you're away at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you've got to set those boundaries and say, this is not acceptable in my house. I'm not going to feed this negative energy. You know, if you need a place for 2 weeks to live while you find a job and get yourself situated, that's fine. But I am not going to support you selling drugs out of my home, or I'm not going to support you being lazy and not doing anything.
It's so important, because boundaries and self-respect go hand in hand. And it's so, we can't have respect for ourselves if we're allowing our boundaries to be violated, or if we're violating our own. Where's the compassion towards ourselves when we do that?
And it's interesting that you said those words, violating, because what you're talking about with boundaries, and this happens so often these days in ways that people don't even realize, is abusive relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And those abusive relationships, a lot of times, it's most people don't realize that manipulation is a form of abuse. So people that are using manipulative techniques are actually operating as an abuser.
You know, I think we've just touched on a really big subject here, Jesse.
And, I know.
And I want you to come back and talk about that topic in and of itself. I know that you're writing books now on relationships, aren't you?
So I'm in the works.
Okay.
Coming out this year.
I want to thank you so much for being here today, Jesse. It's great to have you here, and thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Peace World Radio. Remember to join me every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations to change the world. And if you'd like to contact me, you can always go to peaceworldradio.com. While you're there, check out our upcoming guests, listen to archive shows and podcasts, and be sure to join me on Facebook, because I want to hear from you. I'm Christina Jans. Thanks for listening.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do the masters want to say about well-being, about their lives, about the world? What is it the masters say that we are called to do or be?
Simply to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in hope. Believe in God. Believe. Just simply believe. And the rest will follow.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.